T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jitter Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. And a big day, as in 3 hours from now, the Phillies brass, as defined as Middleton, McPhail, Klintak, will hold a press conference at the Phillies facility, Citizens Bank Park. A press conference in 3 hours at 1 o'clock that you will hear live right here on WIP. And we are obviously really anxiously awaiting answers. I mean, really, really looking for answers. What the heck happened? Why did it happen? How did it happen? And just a ton of different things that we obviously all want to hear about. And again, at 1 o'clock today, the press conference. Of course, the news from yesterday, which carries over into today's show, which in many ways defines conversation. Kapler out, Klintak in, McPhail in, search for a new manager on. We'll take your reaction to it all, certainly at 888-729-9494. At a very basic level, your reaction to their verdict, to Middleton's verdict. Do you think he got it right or wrong? And the process of how it went down. Your thoughts on that. That obviously just part of the conversation today, because we also have an Eagles-Vikings game in 2 days. It's a big one. It's the third tough kind of test for the Eagles on the road this year. They lost out in Atlanta. They beat Green Bay, and now we find out how they do in Minnesota. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll get into that. We got a lot to hit. We'll do so all with you on the phones at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know, a rat can tread water for 3 days.
Wow, that's remarkable.
That is remarkable.
It really is. Rats are incredible creatures. Very smart, very skillful, adept at survival. You can flush a rat down the toilet and it'll survive.
So day four, though, it just gets tired of flapping its wings?
Well, I guess it depends.
That was a joke.
Probably some rat variants.
Never know with you.
Rats swim from island to island in the ocean. It's amazing.
That is pretty cool.
Really something.
Well,
else,
Gabe was treading water for the days and then a week and then a week and a half. And then yesterday we found out the news. All right, let's hit it. 888-729-9494. Again, on a very basic level, I mean, the two main things, obviously, amongst others, want to hear from you on. Just the final verdict. Do you think Middleton got it right or wrong? I mean, the decisions, of course, were to keep Klintak and McPhail and to get rid of Kapler. And then the other thing, the process of how it all went down. I'll tell you this, John. I'll tell you one thing that I absolutely think. I think he got it wrong to fire Kapler, but that's not even the thing that hits me the most right now. The thing that hits me the most, and again, curious where everyone's at 888-729-9494, is, John, I think he messed up by allowing public perception to influence his final decision of whether to hire or, in this case, fire a manager. And I think it's a really bad way to run a franchise. There is no doubt in my mind that the public sentiment, having gone on now for 18 months, essentially since opening day of the 2018 baseball season, the public sentiment of Gabe Kapler, there is no question, played a part, and I think a large part, in John Middleton's final verdict of saying, Kapler, you're fired. And I think, John, that is a bad way to run a professional sports franchise.
Oh, really? You know, we arrived at the right answer. You can't complain about the process when he did the right thing.
And I think he did the wrong thing.
Well, that's why you're a moron on this whole thing, man. Okay. Saying that you wanted to keep this status quo and just continue down the path we were headed, it is painfully awful to even conceive of. Like, this needed done. I don't care that he took our opinions into his consideration. I think that's great. He's an owner. He's a businessman. What's wrong with him hoping to appease some fans, hoping to do what makes fans happy?
Hey, thank God.
Hoping to make this team better so that fans like the team more, so that fans will want to show up at the stadium. I think it all works. Whatever his motivation, he ended up doing what needed to be done. So I'm just saying, what the heck are you complaining about?
See, well, I have so much to say on this. I mean, first of all, thank God Andy Reid, Joe Banner, and Jeffrey Lurie didn't listen to us in 1999, or he would have drafted Ricky Williams. I mean, they would have. So thank God they didn't listen to us. We were wrong. Andy Reid, Joe Banner, and Jeffrey Lurie were right. They got Donovan
McNabb. So what does that have to do with this?
It has to do with it. You cannot run a sports franchise by acquiescing to the, granted, very passionate
Joe,
opinions.
This was so dumbed down, it didn't matter that the fans felt like this needed done. Like, it was obvious this needed done. It was obvious change needed to occur. I am totally fine with having an owner that is involved and, you know, trying to keep his finger on the pulse of what, you know, what the fans are saying, what they're feeling. We don't have an owner in John Middleton who's a Daniel Snyder who's going to interfere and destroy things. A selfish,
I don't know, you know, John, I don't know that.
Self-absorbed owner who's all about himself. Yeah. John Middleton, I mean, we should be thankful that John Middleton wants to give us a winner. He tells us he wants to bring a championship home here to Philadelphia.
Right, right.
He's trying to give us what we want. Daniel Snyder is trying to give himself what he wants. Daniel Snyder is like out of his mind. John Middleton is a smart businessman who, yes, part of this decision was probably, well, I want to have a team that puts butts in the seats, but at the same time, like it's important to me to win. I am a competitive person. I know this is a competitive town. I know that our fans, I think John Middleton appreciates the fans. And understands that we are so hyper involved in everything that he's doing. Like you can't, everything's sort of like tied together, inexorably interrelated. Of course, John Middleton making decisions that has they have some effect on like how we feel and vice versa. How we feel has some effect on those decisions.
Well, but John, here's the thing. When you bring up Snyder, and I'm glad you did, it's an interesting name. So, look, I have no idea if John Middleton's Daniel Snyder, and I tend to think he's not. Daniel Snyder's got a 20-year track record of failure.
Wait, we do have an idea that
John Middleton is nothing like Daniel Snyder. I don't know that. How do I know that? Here's what I know John Middleton just did. One, he appeased his fans, and I think went against his own. Am I taking a leap of faith here and a guess? I am. I'll be very candid. I can't factually prove it. I personally believe that John Middleton allowed the fans' perception of the situation influence his decision. I believe that happened. Two, what we know
Joe,
for
he
damn
made
sure,
the right decision.
He undercut his general manager.
He made the right decision. And I think it could have been righter had he gotten rid of the general manager. Like, if I had to choose his decision...
But he didn't get rid of the GM.
It would have been Klentak first.
Like, one of the things Daniel Snyder's done for 20 years is undercut the GM. He just undercut the head coach like 3 weeks ago saying that the rookie's got to get in there.
Short of letting Matt Klentak go, this was the next best thing he could do. I mean, this was putting Matt Klentak on notice. Listen, man, you got a year left. I think we're all aware, based on, you know, what's been said, that if Matt Klentak doesn't get this ship righted and turned around by the end of next season, Matt Klentak's gone too.
I agree with you.
John Middleton made that very clear. He's being transparent. Yes, he is doing what we had hoped he would do. And yes, he's being deliberate about it, annoyingly so. But in the end, I believe he will arrive at the right decision. It might just take a little too long for my taste.
All right, look, 888-729-9494, what you make of all this. There's so many directions to take this. John used the pronoun we there, which was interesting. And yes, we defined as more than 50% wanted Kapler gone. And when we would do polls, typically in the 75 to 80% range. So from that standpoint, yes. He didn't do, though, what we, again, defined as most people, wanted in firing Klentak. Now, it's not what I wanted. To be clear, I didn't want Klentak or Kapler gone. Most people did. I understand that. I'm just trying to...
Well, that's the thing, Joe. If he was caving to the fan sentiment, he would have fired Matt Klentak.
Yeah, you know what I think happened?
You saying that. Yep. You saying, oh, he's doing the wrong thing because he's listening just to us. No, he's not. We're saying fire all three.
I'll tell you what I think happened.
He fired one guy.
I know.
And he showed Matt Klentak that he still has the power to... remove him after next season if things don't turn around.
Here's what I think happened. I think that he knew in July or August he had a problem with the perception of Gabe Kapler and the fan in Philadelphia. I don't think he had anywhere near the same sentiment on his radar regarding Matt Klintak, because Klintak at that time was not nearly part of the bullseye of conversation focus that Gabe Kapler was. I think Middleton started the process on Kapler in the second half of the season. He was engaged in the process. I might need to move on from this guy. I don't think he had Klintak in his mind as someone to move on from. I think when the season ended, he was so far down the track mentally on the Kapler front, particularly because of what fans thought, that he was just in that zone and he kept down on that track and he fired Kapler and kept Klintak. That's what I actually think happened. I think he started the process early when fan sentiment was more anti.
This is crazy.
That's what I think happened.
Like how on earth do you when he started the process of thinking about how to revamp the front office?
To be clear, he specifically says in his own statement
he mentioned
the second half of the season.
But you said yourself that he's doing that just to cover and to end the questioning about what he was doing with his time flying around the country.
I get it.
You know, like he wanted to make sure everyone knew that he's been diligent in this process, that it wasn't a willy-nilly firing, that sort of thing.
Well, I will say this.
He's putting the time and effort in.
There's a lot that goes in. Again, this is a press conference today at 1 o'clock. There's a lot.
That's going to be the 4th of July, by the way.
Times New Year's Eve, Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. It's going to be fascinating to see how they handle it. I guess the most important of all questions, and it really should be the first question of the press conference, and it should be directed to John Middleton, while Klintak's next to him and while McPhail's next to him, the first question, in my opinion, the most pertinent of many pertinent questions, the most pertinent, John Middleton, why did you fire Gabe Kapler and retain Andy McPhail and Matt Klintak? That's the first question.
Actually, I think it should be phrased differently, though.
Yeah. What do you think it should be?
Why didn't you fire Matt Klintak and Andy McPhail? Not why did you fire Gabe and not them.
Okay, sure.
Why didn't you fire these two that
are
still sitting here?
All right, let's get into it today at 888-729-9494. All of it, what you make of it, the final verdict by Middleton, how he arrived at this, the timing of it, the process of it. Of course, also the Eagles, thoughts on the Eagles-Vikings game, one that I'm not honestly feeling great about for the Birds. We'll get into that.
Oh, Joe.
Just telling you.
Wait a second. Really? Well, we'll have to get into
that. We'll get into it. Road game, pretty good team.
I don't like the way you're hanging your head now. You look embarrassed.
Talk to Vegas.
By the way you feel.
Talk to Vegas. They got the Minnesota Vikings as a favorite. I think the Eagles probably lose the game, yeah.
You're an awful person. Okay. What is wrong with you?
Open your eyes, John. 888-729-9494. It's not Eric Allen and Troy Vincent out there at cornerback this weekend. Chair to camera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.